This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, December 3rd, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the USDA's latest forecast for farm earnings suggests that net farm income will be down 6.3% this year to $140.7 billion when adjusted for inflation. The Department of Agriculture estimates net cash farm income will be 3.5% lower this year at $158.8 billion, that according to the Economic Research Service today. Both net farm income and net cash farm income would be above their inflation-adjusted 20-year average between 2004 and 2023. The latest estimates are close to the numbers ERS had forecast in September, that $140 billion in net farm income and $154.2 billion in net cash farm income. The overall decline in farm income this year masks the sharp disparity between row crops and livestock and poultry. Republican leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees, they're pushing the congressional lame duck session to pass special assistance for crop producers affected by declining market prices. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Committee top Republican John Bozeman said in a joint statement that, quote, the latest farm income forecast shows producers are in serious trouble and the outlook remains grim. From 2023 to today, row crop producers alone have lost more than $50 billion and stand to lose even more next year. Immediate action is required to stabilize the farm economy and prevent a crisis that will only become more costly to address over time. The U.S. farm economy is also being dimmed by what promises to be big crops from Brazilian farmers this year. Consultancy StoneX and Sellers say good weather and increased use of quality farm inputs promise to see an enormous crop from Brazil this year. Sellers says the country's output is likely to reach nearly 171 million tons of soybeans, up almost a million tons than last year. Exports are seen totaling 107 million tons this year. Now, StoneX said Brazil would reap a crop of 166.2 million tons. It also rose its export forecast to 103 million tons from 102 million in November. StoneX said dryness in southern Brazil is still posing some risk. Such a large crop, if it is confirmed, would continue to put pressure on global prices, Sorrell said, adding that the latest season production was much lower at 154.5 million tons. StoneX put Brazil's production last year at 149.8 million. AgriConsult, which organizes an annual crop tour to inspect fields, pegged the new crop at over 172 million tons last week, 10 million above the previous record production in 2022-23. Consultants say a timely soy harvest also benefits second corn, which is planted after the soybean crop is harvested. In other news, U.S. farmer optimism for November reached its highest mark since May of 2021. The latest release looking at farmer sentiment from the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer shows farmer outlook shot up 37 points in November, that following the election of President-elect Donald Trump. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StrativationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.